Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We've got a good show for you today that's going to give you all sorts of great ideas for this Saturday evening. We're going to talk first with Jenny Peterson from Charlotte Hall Museum. They have a Frontier Christmas celebration to talk about coming up right after the courthouse lighting on Saturday night. And another option you have for Saturday, right around the corner from there, actually. In fact, Maestro Daryl Router just walked by. He will be conducting and managing the production of Handel's Messiah on the stage of Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. That will be coming up Saturday evening at 7:30. So we'll give you a couple of great options for your Saturday night here in the Quad Cities area. Also on Saturday morning, I want to remind you of the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. They are screening the late 40s classic Miracle on 34th Street. That's a one-time showing at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Also, this Saturday, I hope you will join me at Courthouse Plaza at 6 p.m. I will be emceeing the annual courthouse lighting with Prescott Chamber of Commerce Director Sherry Heine and former Arizona Secretary of State and Prescott City Councilman Ken Bennett. The Arizona Coyotes are back in action tonight. They will visit the Predators in Nashville. That is a 6 p.m. start on KQ&A. The Cardinals will play the Packers in Green Bay this Sunday, a game you'll hear on KQ&A with the pregame show at 10 o'clock, the kickoff at 11 a.m. Yes, the Cardinals have had a horrible season. They will try and turn it around in Green Bay, but if you see those coaches from the Cardinals walking the sidelines, those papers they have rolled up in their hands just might be resumes. So don't be too surprised for a lot of fireworks after the Green Bay Packers game. And you can listen to it live right here on KQ&A. You can hear Dave Pasch and Ron Wolfley, who know the Cardinals better than anybody. You can listen to that and watch the game at the same time with your TV sound down. Stay tuned because we've got Jenny Peterson just around the corner to talk about the Frontier Christmas. And that comes your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Bundle up and come on out this Friday evening for the Prescott Valley Light Parade at 6 p.m. This year, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group is teaming up with a holiday giant. Spot the monster truck and tag us on Facebook for a chance to win sweet tickets to the toughest monster truck tour. Sponsored by Finley Automotive Group, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Courtesy Auto Sales, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Monster Truck Tour, and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 Whitespire Road or call 445-4600.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQNA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot. He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Nashville Predators live Thursday night at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 99.9 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQNA.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, one of the greatest things about living in the Quad Cities is the Charlotte Hall Museum. We know, of course, about our buddies Fred Vail and Ken Leah, who are here quite often. Today we have Jenny Peterson. Jenny, what is your role at the Charlotte Hall Museum?
I am the education program manager, so a lot of the time I work with our tour programs, our festivals like Frontier Christmas, as well as summer and school programs.
So a lot of the time you spend, I assume, is setting up and guiding maybe school groups and youth groups through the museum, right?
Yeah, and I work with volunteers because we have an amazing group of volunteers and train them in working with kids how to share historical information and really make an experience for them.
What kinds of questions do kids have when they come through there? I bet you get the gamut, don't you?
We do. We have quite a bit. There's a lot that ask about how people got around before cars, which is great because we have an entire exhibit building that can help talk about that. Yeah. But we also, just a lot of questions are revolve around how people lived and what they did without the technology that a lot of people take for granted today in communicating with others, getting places, housework, chores, especially what sort of chores kids had.
Sure.
Yeah. So a lot of our school tours, especially with kids, they like to think about how kids lived 150 years ago and put that in relation to their own daily life.
I imagine, too, the kids wonder when, you know, hard times hit back in the frontier days, why didn't you just pull out, you know, your cell phone or go on to Google for your answer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're going to have the Frontier Christmas presentation, and that'll be starting Saturday evening, correct?
Yes.
What goes into that?
Well, we have quite a bit going on. We'll be open from 6 to 8:30, so definitely join us right after the tree lighting ceremony. Throughout that night, we'll have music that will be running pretty much from start to finish. And the music will be, of course, highlighting Christmas songs, holiday classics, all the way from the frontier period, mid-1800s, to some more contemporary versions of those as well. We'll also have children's programs and family-friendly crafts and activities. So this will be a great opportunity for anybody that's going to be coming and visiting us to take something home with them,
nice.
A little bit of Frontier Christmas home with them. And then in addition to that, we have our living history interpreters. We'll be out in full force. We have a four-acre campus that has 9 exhibit buildings, and our interpreters will be in those buildings decorating trees, talking to visitors about how people celebrated Christmas in frontier times, and who they celebrated with, what they did to celebrate, and in general, you know, definitely encouraging people to think about how we've changed in celebrating Christmas, how traditions have evolved, and a little bit of maybe what we take for granted when we celebrate Christmas or today.
I understand some of the music that'll be on site. You'll have a rambling fiddler performing Christmas and holiday tunes. You'll also have a player piano in the Charlotte Hall building, correct?
Yeah, we have quite a collection of pianos at the museum in general, but we do have, I believe we have a couple player pianos, but this one we always break out for Frontier Christmas because talking about technology that we really take for granted, you don't often see a player piano, and especially 100 years ago, that was a really popular form of entertainment if you could afford it. But Christmas music on the player piano were part of Christmas celebrations with family, friends, community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty cool thing to see, especially for people who haven't seen one work.
And you know, it's funny, if you watch the old Wild West movies, it seems all the saloons had a player piano.
They did. And you know, you never know, maybe that's where we got our player piano from.
Yeah.
One of the other saloons.
I understand, too, that you're going to have Christmas crafts appropriate for all ages and abilities. You're going to have, you mentioned taking some mm-hmm. things home, perhaps. You'll have available bead ornaments, holiday banners, paper silhouettes and fans, Christmas bells, along with Victorian-inspired Christmas cards.
Yeah, so all of that is definitely up to the families, the kids who feel like they want to be taking or making one of them, or maybe all of them,
mm-hmm.
home with them, to decorate their house, classroom, bedroom. But it'll be a great opportunity for, kids of all ages, adults of all ages, to do something a little bit hands-on mm-hmm. and make it personal.
You know, my guests on this show, they always know how to get to my heart, and it's usually around food. And you're going to have cookies and warm cider, aren't you?
We will. And we're extremely lucky and very grateful this year because we are going to be able to have cookies and cider due to a donation from the Safeway out in Prescott Valley.
Nice.
They have been amazing, and they'll be helping us out with supplying chocolate chip, oatmeal, sugar cookies for mm-hmm. our visitors, and also the cider. So it's going to be a great event because all of those things that we have going on between the music and the living history and the crafts and just experiencing the museum as mm-hmm. it's celebrating Christmas.
Sure.
You'll also get a cookie and cider out of it.
How do you beat that? We are speaking with Jenny Peterson from the Charlotte Hall Museum. More coming up with Jenny in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Ben-Yavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals visit the Green Bay Packers Sunday morning at 10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Hi, I'm Bob Bean with Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have year-end sales often, but our manufacturers have offered us some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We're starting with 76 models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, save you big money. Don't miss this chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models. models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at the guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find you the perfect match. Visit us online anytime at AffinityRV.com or stop by any Affinity RV location on Willow Creek Road in Prescott or Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey. Seize the day and save up to 40% while these RVs last. Only at Affinity RV. Go RVing!
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 217 with Jenny Peterson from Charlotte Hall Museum. Jenny, as I mentioned before at the top of the show, I want to say hi to our friends Fred Vail, Ken Leah, and all the good people out at Charlotte Hall. give our listeners a little background of what got you involved with Charlotte Hall and your interest in history.
Sure. Well, I always had an interest in working with the public, specifically with families and with kids. And for a lot of my working life, most of my jobs have revolved around children and working with them. And it's been from summer camps to after school programs to working in the classroom in a couple schools in Madison, Wisconsin, where I'm originally from. And by working with lots of different people and lots of different kids, and then that was, I knew I wanted to do something with the public and with children. And but I also had this interest in museums, and I'd always loved museums. And I started out as a volunteer in a museum and spent a couple years as a volunteer. And I had graduated from undergrad, and I was working back in Madison. And I realized I wanted to go back to school to become part of museums and become part of that world and work with the public and work with volunteers at museums and work with other professionals to explore what museums can do for communities. So that's how I ultimately got into museums, because after graduating from Loyola University Chicago, I moved to Arizona for my first formal museum job and was in Casa Grande for 2 years, and then I came up here to Charlotte Hall. So,
you know, my favorite part was going to the Art Institute in Chicago was the See's Candies factory across the street. The factory second shop. I used to love going there. But, no, of course, you know. Now, as a museum person, what is the favorite museum that you have ever visited?
Well, it's a strange one, because you don't often think about museums as places for the everyday in terms of everyday objects. But my favorite museum is actually, it's based in Middleton, Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, it's a western suburb of Madison, and it is the National Mustard Museum.
Okay, you better explain that one, folks. Now, I love hot dogs, but that's a little stretch for me. Go ahead.
Well, the Mustard Museum, I actually went there as a class assignment one time. And growing up in the area, I'd always known about the Mustard Museum. But going there for a classroom assignment, it forced me to think about the museum in a different way. And I was just fascinated with it, because I walked in and I didn't take it very seriously. Mustard is something you put on hot dogs, on burgers, and it's one of those things that you come across every day that you only associate with topping, with eating it.
Sure.
But the museum, actually, the point of it was exploring mustard as an ingredient and where it came from. And so parts of the museum explored what the mustard seed was and different kinds of mustard seed and where it was grown. And it connected a common American condiment to the world.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that, because to the everyday person's, oh, mustard museum, what? But, you know, if you are a fan of mustard, let's just say, for instance, French's mustard, the people who work for French's take that very seriously, don't they?
They do. And my favorite exhibit within that was the mustards from around the world. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and it was a wall. It was a very long wall, lots of shelves, and I haven't been there in probably about 4 years, so they might have refashioned the exhibit,
sure,
that part of the exhibit, I'm sure they added more mustard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit innocuous, but it was an experience where it also showed me that a museum can do a lot of things, that there's humor and museums.
Well, you have to have a sense of humor like
that.
Because you know people walk through the door with a smile on their face, kind of like, all right, here we go, right?
Yep.
But if you're in that industry, you take it dead serious.
Yeah.
Wow, how interesting. And, you know, when you think about the food business, people get, and, well, we've all known people who work in an unusual occupation. They have to know everything about that to do that job well, just to get something we don't take real seriously on the store shelves, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. How interesting. So I know you've had a lot of background in history. And because of that, how do you react when things that you know to be historical facts, we're talking empirical knowledge of things, empirical proof, and you hear people, let's say they're fans of Alex Jones and InfoWars, who will say, oh, the moon landing was faked, and oh, Sandy Hook was faked, and they're going, and you know they're out of their minds. How do you handle that, when, especially when it gets passed down to kids, and they have questions like that for you?
That's a good question, and where I always go back to is where information comes from, mm-hmm. and sources, because what we really do in museums and in general when we look at history is we look at how that information comes to us. Does it come to us in a text document? Does it come to us in photos? And all of that material has its own context. There was a time when it was made. Society or the culture was going through social movements or, events that affected the trajectory of the country or the region or the state that event took place in. Mm-hmm. So balancing and understanding the fact that information comes from somewhere and you have to know the context around that information.
Yeah.
And in a way, have some skepticism with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you need to do in history is ask questions. And good history is the history that asks questions,
mm-hmm.
because it knows that the answers are not always going to be easy.
Sure. And I imagine one of the fascinating things, too, is to look at the changes through history and the little incremental things that happened along the way that resulted mm-hmm. in big changes later, right?
Absolutely. And really, that is history. Mm-hmm. I had a professor one time who said history and what we think about history is just lots of small things happening in a progression.
There you go.
And that's the core of it. And it doesn't stop there, because lots of small things add up to movements,
mm-hmm.
to social movements. A march or a sit-in at a counter was one thing that happened, but many of those within the framework of the 20th century, that was part of a social movement.
The snowball started rolling, didn't
mm-hmm.
it? And, you know, it's odd, too, because with some of the stories we've heard the last year or two, say, for instance, the Me Too movement, stuff like this, which has ensnared a lot of very, very powerful men, cost them their jobs. And it got me thinking, being a white male, it got me thinking, what am I saying or doing today that 30 years from now someone would say, what were you thinking? But you know what? Mm-hmm. At the time these things happen, they may not think it's a bad deal because they don't see the damage it's doing to the people around them. And it takes someone to speak up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the phrase hindsight is 20/20 is it's always going to be around.
Sure.
because it's true. There's what history does provide us is perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always have perspective in the moment. What we do have, hopefully, is an understanding of right and wrong.
Yeah.
And an understanding of how one person's actions can affect somebody else. And I think that for me personally, there's the evolving of how we interact with others and an awareness of what we say and how we speak and mm-hmm. how we act that continually evolves.
Yeah.
But there's also 20 years from now, the moment where you're going to have that moment of hindsight, and you're going to say, well, I was trying to be aware of these things at that time, and I was thinking about this at that time, but 20 years later, I'm also thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was watching a movie recently set in the early 80s, and there were people, it was a movie theater scene, and there were people smoking in the movie theater. And I can imagine some young person watching that today going, what are they doing? But that was the cultural norm at the time. When you mentioned how things change incrementally over the years and how important it is to ask questions, I'm reminded of Gloria Steinem, who is pretty much the biggest and most famous feminist of the 60s. Mm-hmm. She started pretty much the women's liberation movement. And in the late 60s on her talk show, she said, you know, one thing I've learned is that if you're seeking to make great change, you never get it by obeying. You have mm-hmm. to rattle some cages, don't you?
Yeah, and that's pretty much, I think, the one of the impetuses for change in general, mm-hmm. no matter what kind of change you're talking about. And, and that phrase, one of my favorite history teacher in high school, there's also the phrase, well-behaved women rarely make history. So that's probably something also Gloria Steinem might have liked.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've got a book in my office called The Disruptors, and it's profiles of 50 people throughout history, going all the way back to the ancient Greeks to the current day, and how they were ostracized during mm-hmm. their time. How dare you challenge this? And now they're looked upon as heroes because they started something that through one phase and one change after the other became history, which is mm-hmm. why we have Charlotte Hall, correct?
Really good, fun, family-friendly evening.
We look forward to a great time, and thank you for joining us. Say hello to Fred and Ken for me when you get back.
I will. Thank
you. That's Jenny Peterson from the Charlotte Hall Museum. Stay tuned because we've got the maestro, Daryl Rauter, stepping in just a few minutes after this news and weather update from Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has a huge selection of the tools pros turn to every day for every job. Right now, get a 16-gallon 6.5 peak horsepower shop vac, a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless impact driver, or a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless drill, each only $99. That's right, only $99 each. Plus, every tool comes with our price match guarantee. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid while supplies last. See Lowe's.com/pricematch for terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Gregory Scott inviting you to join us on KQ&A for our live broadcast of the 36th Annual Prescott Christmas Parade. Lindsay Draper and myself will be announcing the parade live. The Prescott Christmas Parade broadcast is sponsored in part by Finley Automotive Group, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, and the Monster Truck Tour, and Courtesy Auto Sales. It's the Prescott Christmas Parade live this Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of the Quad Cities, AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Counting down the weeks. Counting down the remaining 2018s on the Finley Toyota Prescott lot. Counting up the savings. The biggest cash back, best incentives, and lowest APRs are right now. A brand new 2018 Camry comes with $1,500 cash back or as low as 0.9% for 60 months. You also get Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. And we guarantee to meet or beat the price on the same year, make, and model as any Phoenix Rapids Toyota dealer, so you don't have to make the drive. And you can keep your hard-earned dollars right here at home.
The weeks are counting down.
The inventory is counting down.
The savings are counting up.
So rush to Finley Toyota Prescott and get your new Camry with $1,500 cash back or as low as 0.9% for 60 months. Online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership.
Finley Toyota Prescott. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. If you plan on giving gift cards this holiday season, be careful not to get scammed. Scammers know gift cards are very popular items, so they will use multiple tactics to try to steal money off of them without the cardholder even knowing. Better Business Bureau officials are recommending before you buy a gift card, make sure you give it a thorough look to see that the PIN number isn't exposed or the packaging hasn't been tampered with. Scammers are known to remove gift cards from the store rack and record the numbers associated with that card. They put the card back on the rack and wait for someone to buy it. Once that happens, the scammer uses the number online and wipes the card clean before the customer even gets a chance to use it. Impatient scammers will usually put the gift card toward the front of the rack, so bureau officials say it's best to grab a card from the back. The Grand Marshal of the 36th Annual Prescott Christmas Parade will be honored tonight.
The Prescott Chamber of Commerce will host its second annual Grand Marshal Gala. During yesterday's Talk of the Town on KQ&A, Chamber Director and host Sherry Heine explained when this event will be taking place.
We're going to be at the Plaza View Ballroom from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday at 1 p.m. Melissa Ruffner is our 2018 Grand Marshal.
Melissa Ruffner is a third-generation Prescott native who says her family history goes way back.
My great-uncle George won the family business in the Palace Saloon on Whiskey Row. My grandmother was the first public school music teacher, probably in the territory.
The parade will be followed by a visit from Santa on Gurley Street until 5 p.m. If you can't make it to the parade in person, you can listen to it live on KQ&A 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM, and online at kqna.com. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Precipitation is in the forecast starting tonight through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 33 tonight in the Prescott area with a high tomorrow and on Saturday of 42. 37 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 53 and a high on Saturday of 50. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. The 2019 models are arriving daily, so we're offering huge model year closeout deals to reduce our 2018 inventory.
Drive a 2018 Chevy Equinox for under $22,000. Or how about a 2018 Cruze sedan or hatchback? Your choice. $6,000 off. We're also excited to announce the all-new redesigned next generation 2019 Silverado. And we've got them. It's lighter and larger and is now available with a new light-duty diesel engine. The new Trail Boss trim is rugged and comes with a 2-inch factory suspension lift. And the new RST trim is Chevy's street performance package. Hurry in for the 2018 model year closeout going on now.
Go to lambchevrolet.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott for the best of the best for the 7th year in a row. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:36. Hey, got a fantastic show coming your way. Saturday evening, again, we mentioned right after the courthouse lighting. This will be at 7:30 p.m., and it's only a few blocks away at Yavapai College in the Performing Arts Center, and we have the maestro himself, Daryl Rauter, on hand to talk about Handel's Messiah. This has got to be not only something exciting for you, but also a big challenge, too, right?
Right. And by the way, DJ, thank you for having me on. And you've supported me and my other musical endeavors so much in the last few months. I just really appreciate your support.
Always great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you. So we're putting on Handel's Messiah, and that's something that a lot of people do in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And as you and I were discussing just earlier, you have to decide on what kind of a concept you're going to do and what kind of an edition you're going to use. And the edition that I chose to use is the Leonard Van Camp edition, which was done in 1993. And it was an edition that was intended to be scholarly and practical, which is, you know, that's a pretty big challenge. So the autograph score and the conducting score, both of them are facsimile editions, served as the basis mm-hmm. for this edition that I'm using. And the score that we're talking about was written by Clark and John Christopher Smith, and used by Handel in his performances in Dublin and in London. Now, Handel, when he performed performances, he conducted from the harpsichord. So that was one of the reasons I liked this edition, because it heavily favors the harpsichord and doesn't really involve the organ. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of recordings and lots of performances of the Messiah where they use an organ, and there are nothing against that. I just kind of like to think that maybe I've got Handel himself playing. So the harpsichord part is as thick as my score, and
oh,
it plays constantly the whole way through. And so that adds a certain color and timbre to the orchestra.
I have to throw a hopelessly layman comment in there.
Okay, sure.
Do you know what my first exposure to the harpsichord was? When I used to watch as a little kid, I used to watch The Addams Family on ABC,
sure.
And Lurch played the harpsichord.
Yes.
And I remember asking my mom, I thought it was an organ. Mm-hmm. I remember asking my mom, boy, that's a really neat organ. What kind is that? She said, it's a harpsichord, you idiot. What's wrong with you? And I go, Mom, I'm 9. You know, but yeah, well, the music is just, it's fabulous coming out of it. So this will be a little bit different from what people are used to hearing.
Yeah, the sound of the orchestra will have a little bit different timbre, because I'm not using an organ mm-hmm. anywhere in it.
Yeah, sure.
Other than that, I'm using, you know, 8 first violins and 8 second violins and 4 violas and 4 cellos mm-hmm. and 4 contrabasses. Mm-hmm. And as well, we've got doubling the chorus parts, a bassoon 1 and a bassoon 2 part, oboe 1 and oboe 2, and trumpet 1, trumpet 2, and timpani besides the harpsichord.
So, interesting.
So that is a rather smaller, on most scales, smaller orchestra. However, the choral forces are all the choirs that are at Yavapai College. Mm-hmm. So that's the master chorale, which is the one that I direct. And then there's women's chorale, and there's community chorale, and there's the chamber singers, and there's a community group that was invited in called Messiah Workshop. That was just a workshop, just a class just to prepare to do this Messiah. And so that was about a 2-hour class, and it was about half the semester.
Well, I will be there Saturday with 2 guests, so uh-huh. we're really looking forward to this. But anybody else who wants to go Saturday probably wants to pick up the pace and call pretty soon, right?
Well, there are 105 tickets left as of 2 minutes ago.
So you've already sold about 1,000.
I checked my contacts. So there's about 895 seats sold.
Wow.
And most of those tickets are up in the balcony. I mm-hmm. think I saw 10 online. I saw 10 seats down on the main floor towards the back. And if it were me, I would go for the balcony, because mm-hmm. the sound is much better up there near the ceiling than underneath the balcony.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but right. of course, yeah, it does make perfect sense.
The visual is much further, but the sound is better.
You know, on that note, Maestro, let me ask you this. When you do a performance, when you conduct in a different venue, how much time do you spend researching the acoustics before the actual crowd comes in?
Well, I've only been in two venues this past year that are different, and that would be the one that our home venue, the PAC Auditorium, mm-hmm. and then the Church of the. The Immaculate Conception in Cottonwood. Mm-hmm. And that was a completely different acoustic. And so how I researched that was, well, I actually attended a couple of services there a few years ago and noticed the acoustic and what a wonderful acoustic it was. It mm-hmm. had a four-second echo. And it's all tile floor and plaster walls and a high ceiling.
Hard, isn't it?
And it... And yeah. wood pews, and it seats just under 2,000 people.
Mm.
It's massive, yeah. And it's on the way out from Cottonwood, on the way to Sedona, mm-hmm. and it's a Catholic church out there. And so I arranged to have our concert back in October, which was the 4A Requiem, which we talked about, I believe, and it was there in that church. And so I researched it first by visiting there, and then I went there again during the summer and met with the pastor there, and I was allowed time to spend a lot of time in there, and I checked it mostly with my voice, mm-hmm. singing and checking how the sound was. And I had an assistant with me, my wife, who stood in the back and listened.
Sure.
So, anyway, that's how we do it. But being here in Prescott, the biggest venue and the most popular venue is the PAC mm-hmm. Auditorium, and so that is a venue I'm familiar with, and it's built for theatrical productions, and yeah. so we have to microphone the chorus and even the orchestra at times and the soloists just so we can add to it that reverb sound that kind of give it that church. That's sure. the thing that I strive for there. So we mic everything, but the point is to try to give you an acoustic that matches the church. But getting back to Handel's at mm-hmm. beginning times, his first performances of the Messiah were not in a church. They were in a social hall and then a theatrical hall in Dublin and mm-hmm. and in London. And so they were probably had their acoustical challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So I do check that out, but I don't check it out as often as I'd like to, and it's very difficult to get a big production off and running into another city.
Sure.
Also difficult to get the audience to follow you there.
Yeah, I would think. You mentioned the vocal forces. You're having soloists.
Yes,
and
that's right.
In fact, I interviewed one last week, Lindsay Russell, uh-huh. who is coming in for this.
Uh-huh. Yes, we have Lindsay Russell as a soprano, Oliver Sewell, Andre Courville, and Kristen Choi. And these are young, by reading their resumes, they were hired through an agency.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know any of these people until tomorrow, okay, when I meet with them. They're all flying in today, mm-hmm. and tomorrow I'll have a 12:30 rehearsal, and we will get to know each other then. But by reading their resumes, I can see that they are at the beginning of their careers, where they are really, really finding themselves and getting good starts. They all are. They've all performed at major venues fairly recently,
mm-hmm.
and they're all looking pretty young in their photos.
Mm-hmm.
But having been there myself, I can understand the feeling. I'm glad to have these singers because they're going to be excited still. They haven't become jaded by yeah. by the business, and so I'm expecting them to be very very enthusiastic
sure.
about Messiah performances because sometimes the soloists can be rather bored with Messiah.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it's performed maybe too much, you know. Getting back to that, the things that I'm trying to change and to make interesting is I'm changing a lot of tempo. A lot of tempi are different than usual. The overture, for instance, is a tempo that's probably brisker I don't know if that's a word. I just come up with a word. More brisk than is normal. And that from the beginning will kind of shock the audiences and probably they'll probably go, this is not quite the Messiah I'm used to listening to. But the point is that as far as tempi are concerned, they weren't necessarily written into the score. And Handel expected people to kind of, take this performance of the Messiah and do with it something to their own taste.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah's autograph score doesn't hardly have any bar lines, let alone tempi markings. Once in a while, he would put in adagio or largo. But the rest of the time, it's just... You know, everything else was editorialized in around the turn of the last century, in 1902 and in 1907, by the Max Spicker and the Ebenezer Prout editions. So that's number one. Number two, I put the numbers of the performance into a series of scenes and sections. So you have a part one and then a part two, as normally you see that in a program. But now I've divided everything up into scenes. And the scenes are, for instance, the part one is titled The Prophecy and Promise of the Redeeming Messiah. Okay, and part two is titled The Suffering Lamb Who Redeems. And part three, Thanksgiving for the Defeat of Death. Now, within those parts are scenes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And they're scene 1, God's comforting promise, which ends after the glory of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Scene 2, purifying Messiah's prophesied, which ends after he shall purify. And then I'm skipping down to scene 5, the Christmas story, which starts with a pastoral symphony and ends with the glory to God. And so on. And rather than read all of that and take up too much time on that, I'm announcing that I think our audiences will enjoy following in the program and kind of getting a really clear idea of an understanding and a conveyance of the text that Handel was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're interviewing, when you're seeing the soloists for the first time, right?
That's right.
Take me through that first meeting with them. What are you looking for? What are they expecting to deliver for you?
Well, of course, they are professionals, and they are being paid as professionals, and they're being treated with every respect as if they already come to the first rehearsal knowing it cold, and not only knowing it cold, but having their own concept as well. So in our meeting tomorrow at 12:30, we will compromise between their concept and my concept, hopefully agree, and then put everything in order, ready to go before tomorrow night's final orchestra rehearsal involving all the choruses and themselves and myself directing them. And we, having been a singer myself, I know that I have always come to a professional job with an idea and a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always hoped that the conductor would listen to me. And so because I came from that background, I, as a conductor, will not be too imperial on what I expect. Although it has to, I mean, I have obviously put this concept together in a certain way.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that we will agree and not have too many differences. So that's really what I expect. I expect them to come prepared and,
mm-hmm.
And to be professional, just be there, sing right from the top as if they've been warmed up for ages. And
will they be singing a cappella or the orchestra?
Oh, no. Our first meeting, we rehearse with the harpsichordist.
Okay.
And if it wasn't the harpsichordist, it would be somebody else on the piano. But it's
mm-hmm.
called a conductor piano rehearsal for soloists.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called. Fortunately, we'll have our harpsichordist there because he will be very important in the entire production. And yes, that's, and from, I expect them to expect me to be in the same way, to be mm-hmm. ultimately prepared, to know where my marks are, where the beats should be and where the pieces go and everything like that. And they don't expect to teach me, and I don't expect to teach them. And that's the relationship that we want to have. That's what I call a good relationship mm-hmm. between conductor and singers or instrumentalists, anybody.
Sure.
I do get a lot of comments from when I do the Prescott Pops and do other concerts with Yavapai College. I do get a lot of comments, positive comments about that I'm a singer and I know where they need to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the chorus. They understand and they get it that they need to breathe here, they need to breathe there. And because I am a singer, I have that, I've come from the ranks, so to speak, and so I understand what their problem is. I don't always bend.
Now, does having been a singer make you a better conductor, or does having been a conductor make you a better singer?
Good question.
I ask the same of actors and directors.
Yeah. Good question. I would have to say, in my experience, that having been a singer at the professional level that I was at has made me a good conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not that I haven't conducted instrumental work. When it comes to instrumental work, it's you don't have to worry about breathing so much. You know, and breathing is where, you know, that's huge
mm-hmm.
in a singer anyway. Okay. It's also, I'll go back to the orchestra for a second. It's also huge for trumpet players and the woodwinds, of course, right?
Yeah.
But for those that just have lots of keys and everything, like clarinets and such and bassoons and such, the air that they blow is about the same, it's the same amount of air. The embouchure is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a trumpet, they have three valves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three valves, which means that they've got four different notes or five different notes on each valve. And then, of course, when they're open, they've got at least four notes. And that is dependent upon the amount of air that they blow through their embouchure. So there, it really does matter about breath.
Very well. And a few tickets, 102, I believe you said?
102, 5 minutes, 10 minutes
that
ago.
That was five, ten minutes ago. Yeah, you go to ycpac.com or call 776-2000. Hope you're among the last to get in just in time to get tickets to see Handel's Messiah, conducted by Maestro Daryl Rauter at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center at 7:30 Saturday evening, correct?
Correct.
It'll be a great show. We look forward to it. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts on Monday's guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Cable One brings high-speed internet to the greatest town on earth. Yours. The place you call home.
Go, team, go!
At Cable One, we call it home, too. So the place you're most connected to is the place where you're connected to the world.
Hey, Tom. Blueberry pancakes today?
Connecting is easy. Visit CableOne.net today. Cable One. High-speed internet comes home.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, I have to tell you what happened last night at the Prescott Elks Theater. You know, they have the Wednesday classic movie series. We went to see It's a Wonderful Life at the Elks Theater. It was the first time I've ever seen it on the big screen. And, you know, directors like to say movies were made for the big screen, not for home video, no matter how good your setup is. Well, this was life-changing. the entire audience there. They had a couple hundred people, and you could hear the gasps, you could hear the laughs, and people saw this movie in a whole brand new way. What a masterpiece, especially knowing that it was not a hit at the box office when it first came out in 1946 because it was considered too dark in the post-war giddiness of Happy Time America. And this was a very, very complex movie for a lot of people, and it was amazing to watch it on the silver screen, especially the scene where the dance floor opened up, because the wise guy who turned the key to open it, that was Carl Switzer, who was Alfalfa with the Little Rascals. And by the way, that open floor with the pool underneath, that's still there at Beverly Hills High School. Just a little tourism note there for you. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Join me at Courthouse Plaza Saturday at 6 p.m. I will be emceeing the annual courthouse lighting. Then come back here with me at 2 o'clock Monday with Phil Dixon playing Scrooge in the YCPAC production of A Christmas Carol and Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. That is Monday at 2, and I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.